From Spark and Anvil and Bridgeforge, this is Girder, in Chapter 1 of the Bridgeforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Girder was a young ant with a long, straight back and a serious face. Ants are famous for following a trail exactly, in order, one step after another. And Girder had turned that into a craft. A girder, she liked to explain, is the long, straight beam that runs the length of a bridge and carries everything across it. A program is the same, she'd say. It's a beam of steps. The traffic runs across it in order. Change the order, and the whole thing can collapse. She carried a folding strip of numbered cards, each card one step, and she was forever laying them out in a row and checking the order.
Girder built the bridge between math and computing. At first, that sounds like a stretch, but she was strict about making the connection specific, not a vague, computers use math. The real bridge, she showed, is step order. An algorithm is a sequence, exactly like the ordered operations in a math problem. 3 plus 4, then times 2, gives 20. 3, then plus 4 times 2, gives 11. Same numbers, different order, different answer. That, Girder said, is a program. Math already taught you that order changes everything. Computing just lets you run it. She loved to show the bridge with a simple recipe machine. She'd give the students a row of step cards, pour, then stir, then heat, and run them in order, fine. Then she'd swap to heat, then pour, then stir, and the imaginary pot cracked. Same steps, she said. Wrong order. The math of sequence and the logic of code are the same idea wearing two hats.
Girder was careful about the bridge rigger gate, the family rule that a connection has to actually hold. I don't say math and computing are connected because they both use numbers, she said. That's surface rhyming. I say they're connected because order of operations in math is sequence in an algorithm. That's a specific bridge, and I can point to exactly where it holds. Archie, the Academy's mentor, had drilled that into all of them. Name the two sides, name the exact connection, and ask at what level it holds. Girder came from a colony that ran a message relay, ants passing a signal down a line, each doing one step in turn. If one ant did its step out of turn, the message arrived scrambled. Young Girder was the one who figured out that the order was the whole message, more than any single ant. She understood then what her life's work would be. A sequence is a kind of math, and getting the order right is getting the answer right.
One day, Archie came to the colony looking for teachers for the Bridgeforge Academy. What is the math to computing bridge? Archie asked. Girder laid her step cards in a careful row. It is step order, she said. An algorithm is a sequence, and order of operations already taught us that sequence decides the answer. Same idea, two subjects. The bridge holds at the level of ordered steps, not at the vague level of both use numbers. Archie nodded. You are appointed, he said. In her classroom, Girder starts every lesson by handing out step cards and asking, what has to happen first? What has to happen before what? The students arrange, run the sequence, watch it work or break, and rearrange. She teaches her students a few habits for the math computing bridge. Name the exact connection, not both use numbers. Say, order of operations in math is the same as sequence in code. Point to where the bridge lands. Order is the message. The same steps in a different order are a different program, and often a different answer. Run it and watch it break. A wrong sequence usually fails in a specific place. That place tells you which step is out of order. A loop is just a step that repeats. Do this 4 times is math, multiplication, and code, a loop, at once. Same idea. Ask at what level the bridge holds. Sequence? Yes. Computers are basically brains? No. That bridge doesn't hold. Don't build it. Girder tells her students, I put steps in the wrong order all the time, and my little machine cracks. That's not a failure. The crack shows me exactly which step jumped a line. I move it back, and it runs.
When a student asks whether math and computing are really the same thing, Gerter always answers the same careful way. Not the same thing, but joined at a specific place. Order decides the answer in both. Get the sequence right, and the whole beam carries the load. Gerter weighs her last step card in place, the row finally in perfect order, and the baffled, out-of-order feeling she used to get from a scrambled relay has settled into a steady, click-it-ran calm, the quiet satisfaction of a sequence that runs clean from one end to the other.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Gerter. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.